Yeah, I think there have been some very decent concessions offered to small business, and I think that translates to the farming community, particularly those farmers that are qualified for the small business concessions and have turnovers under $2 million.
How many farmers, or what percentage of the state's farmers do you think would qualify for those small businesses?
There'd probably be around 50%. That's a very difficult figure to sort of pin down. But one of the things about the $2 million turnover cap is that it's been in place since 2007. And there seems to be more and more farmers that are just moving into that area above $2 million turnover and won't qualify for these benefits.
But those who do, who have less than $2 million turnover, there's a number of incentives that were and concessions that were announced last night. And I suppose the cornerstone of it all is really for purchases under $20,000. Can you tell us what that's all about?
Yeah, that's the significant one, so that small business owners and farmers as such can claim the outright deduction for any items of business assets purchased that cost up to $20,000. So it's quite a significant benefit. It is a straight write-off. And that starts from last night. It was announced as from last night. So, you know, for those small business farmers that have a few tax problems this year and are considering buying a few items of small plant, that sort of thing, probably there's a case to look at those more closely to get the tax effect this year.
So can you buy a number of small plant items, you know, that are $20,000 each? Is there a limit on this?
Yeah, no, it seems to be unlimited. So you could buy quite a number of items and get the tax deduction for it. Can I qualify that by saying that let's not just turn this into a buying spree and start buying things that you don't really need, because a lot of farmers are still coming out of the doldrums of a few years ago and have got loan repayment programs and still a certain amount of debt. So I would emphasise that there'd be some responsibility as far as the overall financial situation is concerned.
So what are the kind of items that you would expect farmers will consider purchasing now as part of this incentivised buying scheme?
You know, there are a lot of tools that are required on the farm. There could be attachments, things like GPS for machines. Some of those products cost less than $20,000, and they could be good acquisitions that not only give a good tax deduction, but certainly improve the efficiency on the farm.
So if a farmer did go out and say they purchased a $20,000 piece of technical equipment like a GPS, in reality, what sort of savings would they make under this scheme, Jeff? Can you give us some numbers?
Yeah, if we assume that their tax rate was around 30%, $20,000 expenditure would save them about $6,000 in tax.
So it's quite a considerable amount.
It's quite substantial, yeah. The other big thing that came out of the budget for small business was a reduction in tax rate for companies from 30% to 28.5%. Now, many farmers with turnovers under $2 million don't have companies, and the government have recognised that a lot of small businesses don't operate under a company structure, and therefore they've given those small business entities an up to $1,000 tax cut to compensate for not having that company in place. So that's quite positive as well.
So I suppose in terms of that small company tax break, it may not impact farmers, but it may impact the local hardware store, perhaps the pub if they're set up in a company system.
Most definitely. There are some extra items for agriculture that are quite significant. From the 1st of July 2016, the government announced for all farmers, not just small business farmers, that they can get an outright deduction for any capital expenditure on water facilities and fences. Any fencing will be an outright tax deduction. Fodder storage or hay sheds, silos, that type of thing, will be able to be written off over 3 years. So they're fairly significant tax breaks as well.
So it sounds like it's been one of the more positive federal budgets for farmers, certainly when it comes to the tax breaks and tax concessions.
Yes. Yes, there was one item hidden in the budget papers, and that relates to how businesses may claim motor vehicle expenses. That's been turned upside down, and that could be a cost to some of the farming community.